You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Katie McLean.
I'm Robert Fenaro.
And you're listening to Around the Sun.
This is Season 3, Episode 4, Christmas Past.
In hazy summer, you'll remember to forget. Nose plugged, eyes closed, jump.
Grace sits at the bar of the warming hut where Max is bartending. Behind the bar is a sizable one-way mirror.
Another martini, ma'am.
Yes, please. Very dry this time. And a cinnamon stick, if you still have them.
We don't.
None in the kitchen? That's where Pop used to store them.
Pop has been dead like 12, 13 years now.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear.
One martini coming right up. You haven't been around in a while, have you?
I live abroad these days.
Well, that must be interesting.
Interesting is such a non-committal adjective.
I'm not sure I follow.
Oh, I haven't been back in ages, but it's all just as I remember.
What is?
The drive up the mountain, the road into town, and the valley below, winking at me with its sparkling lights. All the ghosts of Christmas past are welcoming me home. Forgot how it felt, but I remember now.
And how's that?
The same as it ever was. Like I'm a little girl on Christmas, dropping in to see Santa.
He's been gone a long time, too.
I know. But tonight, I believe again.
Give me a Blessed Virgin Mary in the middle of a pear tree.
Go home, pal. It's Christmas Eve. And here's a dry martini for the lady.
I'm surprised you don't remember me.
Actually, I've been trying to place you for the last hour. I'm not great with names anymore.
You have to stop drinking back there.
Where?
You know where.
Did we graduate together or something?
We used to study together.
Studied?
In Pop's office, behind the one-way mirror.
Only staff knows about that.
Oh, it's the only room darker than this bar. You don't remember?
Babysitting a patron's daughter feels very familiar.
Babysit?
But I never studied back there. You think I'd still be on this mountain if I studied?
We'd start with algebraic formulas in Constantinople and all that, but inevitably we'd graduate into cultural anthropology.
It's hard not to with a one-way mirror overlooking a bar.
Anyway, you retained the important stuff. 5 parts gin and 1 part vermouth. I like it.
Good. Don't ask me any other formulas, though, unless you want to wring my brain out first.
You still haven't placed me?
Let's chalk it up to all those years in the dark.
Oh, Daddy could never let me forget you. In my first year off the mountain, he'd call collect from that payphone and say, "Guess who's stepping in for Pop tonight? Quarterback Max." He just adored you.
Quarterback Max? No one's called me that in years. Who was your dad?
I'll give you a hint. He had white hair and red rosy cheeks the whole year through. And he brought joy and laughter to everyone in town, especially at Christmas.
Your dad was Santa?
You guessed it. Right here at this bar. Do you remember me now?
It's coming into focus.
Every season, Pop would ask Daddy to dress up for the local kids. And every season, I drag Mommy up here so she can be proud of him for once.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Your father tells me you've been a very good girl this year.
Yes, Santa. I've been a very good girl.
So what do you want for Christmas, little girl? What do you want more than anything in the whole wide world?
What I want, Santa, is for Mommy and Daddy to get along.
But how about some nice snow globes instead?
Then I'd take Mommy home, and we wouldn't hear Santa's voice again until the next morning.
Long night.
Always. You know how late Pop liked to close.
So if your dad was Santa, you must be Grace.
Maybe.
When you were little, did you play bar in the back of the kitchen?
Maybe.
Yeah. And when you were older, did you convince me to drink Shirley Temples instead of beer?
With cinnamon sticks instead of cherries? Maybe. Yes.
And when you got your license, would you drop your dad off in the parking lot and pick him up again after closing?
Yes. Daddy's car was always in the shop for something.
And you believe them?
Why wouldn't I?
Never mind. Either way, I missed seeing you when you stopped coming in. When it was back to being the only kid behind a one-way mirror.
What's wrong with you, keeping my grandson in a bar like that?
I have to, Mama. Where else is he going to go after school? I have to make money.
Tell that wife of yours to pick him up and drive him over to my house. I'll help him with his homework.
You know she can't leave home, Mama. She gets very nervous.
She can't or she won't. The bar is no place to raise children.
Home economics. That's a subject I'd like to forget.
The opportunities were always so limited on this mountain. That's why I left. To send some real money back for Mommy and Daddy.
It's a shame what happened to you, Dad.
He was very sick.
Hey, Bucky! How about some George Bailey's with Mr. Potter's cream?
You're done, pal.
Can I have another Max?
How are you getting home?
I'll walk, like Daddy used to, after I moved abroad.
Sure. Another dry martini coming up.
When you've lived in as many time zones as I have, the only time that matters is happy hour.
Here, this one is on the house.
Thank you. So, what's new and exciting in the life of quarterback?
You know the mountain. Same stuff, different day mostly. Chasing thrills was fun for a while, but when you see what I've seen from behind a mirror, you're content just to wake up above the fray.
Do you have a family, Max?
I do. I did. They live off the mountain.
I bet you still have cheerleaders waiting out back for you.
No, I don't.
And are the guys going to pick you up to go cruising later?
Everyone left, Grace, like you, like I should have done.
I told you not to drink in his office.
Maybe if I was a patron instead of a kid behind the mirror, I could have seen my reflection sooner.
You're fine, Max. You have a family, a community. What do I have? Nothing.
I stepped into the light after Pop died, when I had to take care of my mom. All of a sudden, it was just me and her. Everyone else was gone. The work is hard, Gracie. It takes time, but it's worth it.
You get good grades, so you can get a good job, so you can get ahead in life and take care of them. And 20 years out, you're responsible for Asia Pacific. Wondering why you left home in the first place, because all you have to rely on is basic Mandarin, which doesn't help a whole lot in Tokyo.
Tokyo sounds interesting.
Anyway, you realize soon enough that life off the mountain is just a giant pie-eating contest. It gets you nowhere. But you have to keep pace.
Pop used to make me a white Rasmus for the walk home.
Nightcap would be nice, Max.
It's closing, Grace.
Well, Mommy died. And I'm here on holiday. And it's Christmas.
People, places, things.
You think I indulge like this in Tokyo?
Keep it simple.
I wouldn't be where I am if I indulged like this in Tokyo.
Do you believe in God, Grace?
I told you what I believe in, Max.
What?
I believe in Santa Claus.
Grace, come on.
I believe in Santa Claus in this bar on Christmas. It's too bad everybody turned their backs on him.
He had a problem, Grace.
We all have problems. I should have been there for him. I believed.
He loved you very much. He was very
proud. I know he loved me very much. I don't need you to keep saying he loved you very much. He loved you and Pop, all of us, even Mommy, who didn't have a lovable day in her life. So where were we when he needed us?
It's no one's fault, Grace.
It wasn't enough for me to move across the globe to pay their mortgage and their expenses. I was supposed to get him on and off the mountain, too.
There's nothing any of us could have done to make different decisions for him.
And no one thought it was unusual for Santa to be sleeping in a bus shelter on Christmas Eve, like he didn't have anything better to do.
He stopped for a rest on his walk home and he froze himself.
And who's responsible for that? No one up here wants to own that, huh? Now that's interesting.
Accept the things we cannot change and change the things we can. It's all a part of facing yourself, Grace. We can't run away forever.
I haven't been back in ages, but it's all just as I remember.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Drive up the mountain, the road into town.
Your father tells me you've been a very good girl this year.
And the valley below, winking at me with its sparkling lights. All the ghosts of Christmas past are welcoming me back.
What do you want more than anything in the whole wide world?
I forgot how it felt to be home. But I remember now.
And how's that?
Same as it ever was. My name is Grace. And I'm an alcoholic.
Will Grace embrace the simplicity of her formative mountain nest? Will Max try to shift at the warming hut for a year in the APAC? And might there be any mistletoe at this bar? Find out next time on another very beautiful episode of Around the Sun. Around the Sun is written and directed by Brad Forenza. For full credits and more content, please visit AroundTheSunPodcast.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe today. This episode also featured Jack Quint as the barfly.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.